we bring one book. Well, actually, we bring two books. But we bring one, and I ask you to read this one, and then you can either read.
I have that one at school.
You have that one at school? Do you like it? So you're going to be able to help tell Mom what happened? Yeah? If you can read this form, and then either one of your own or the other one we brought, whichever you
like. Okay. Who reads the other one? Tell Melody, it's Melody, right?
Melanie.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Tell Melanie about your caterpillar.
They grow.
They grow, and what happened to them? They grow, what happened?
First they, nobody finds them, and they grow, and then we let them away.
Yeah, they were caterpillars, they turned into
butterflies.
We still keep
the book. 5 days? The long time, and then
we let them go.
Nice. Did they turn into pretty butterflies, or were they sort of plain butterflies?
They were plain butterflies. They were little when they ate. They were little when they ate.
They were little and they ate. You fed them, right?
Yeah.
What did you feed them?
I don't know their name.
Butterfly food? The very hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomachache. Ooh. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to yours? Did it?
Not my butterfly.
Not your butterfly?
No.
He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and... He was a beautiful butterfly. Pushed out and he was a beautiful butterfly?
Yeah.
And that's the end. You like that book?
Yeah.
That's a nice book. We don't have that book.
And you can either pick up, we have this one called Cat the Dog, or you can pick up Little Bears and Bears.
A new book, you can go in and look at this book anyways if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to before we leave.
Cat and Dog. Am I supposed to read this one too?
Yep.
Okay.
This is a funny one.
Is it? Oh, good. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks pitter-patter down the garden? Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Cat. who jumps down into the alley, who goes scritch-scratch against the fence, who walks tall tail between the bottles. What's that say? Yeah, this is cat.
Cat.
Cat, C-A-T. Who should watch out around the corner? Cat. Watch out, cat. Uh-oh, it's going to be around the corner.
Dog.
Quick, cat, quick. We'll run Snip Snap around the corner. Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs Snip Snap around the corner between the bottles, getting closer?
Dog!
Right. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs Snip Snap down the alley, getting closer, getting closer?
Dog. Dog.
Right. Snip Snap, jump, cat. This says here, robot, robot. See the robot?
Yeah. I like that one the best.
Do you?
They're the same.
They're the same, right. Jump, dog. Who falls back?
Dog.
Dog. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pitter-patter? Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely.
Cat.
Cat.
And.
And, right.
Okay. Okay.